In today's episode, Amy is back with another story from one of our Passive Income Planner Girl ladies.
Rachel, the joyful teacher. Meet Rachel. Mid-lockdown, she found herself teetering on the edge of burnout. Homebound, knee-deep in her toddler's wooden train tracks, plastic buckets and spades, and giant Lego mountains, just making it to the coffee machine each morning became a hazard for her tired feet. On a normal day, during a normal year, Rachel would pride herself on being able to keep her home in order and stay on top of her lesson plans and marking. But this really was too much. She watched as clutter began to collect in the corners, as piles of homework containing a life force of their own would grow, and tasks she would normally relish in, like planning fun geography lessons for her year sixes, began to trigger anxiety. "How on earth could all this be possible?" she asked out loud in utter frustration as she nursed a stubbed toe and kicked aside a small plastic doll that had maimed her. Ah, Netflix. The balm for a burned-out soul. Kids in bed, tired but wired, Rachel began watching one and then two episodes an evening of her favorite series to zone out for just a moment. On one such evening, she discovered a series on Marie Kondo's concept of the life-changing magic of tidying up. But this was not just another daytime program on how to stay on top of your chores. It was a whole new way of thinking. Hold the item. Does it spark joy? Joy! Yes! Could this be the ingredient Rachel had been seeking? She became a woman obsessed. Only things that sparked joy could exist in her home from now on. She took it one piece at a time, one day at a time. And standing back 3 months later admiring her progress, it wasn't perfect. Not at all, but she realized that she enjoyed being at home again. She enjoyed playing with her kids again. What would happen if I added joy into everything? She pondered. Her home desk became a little space of inspiration with her favorite stationery, a small vase of flowers, and her orange-scented candle burning while she'd lead her Zoom classes. Rachel began making beautiful teaching materials and checklists. Her year sixes loved their new fun and colorful worksheets. She became rather good, actually, at designing joyful lesson plans and weekly spreads to manage all the teacher duties, infusing everything with joy. She began to share her creations with fellow frazzled teacher friends and watched her secret ingredient work its magic on them, too. "I think I'm onto something."
Thank you for listening. And did you know that every quarter of the year, so every 3 months, we put out a free digital planner? And for the second quarter that we're in right now, Amy made the planner that we are all using at the moment in the community, the free digital planner of the quarter. And we are in the last month of this quarter, if you can believe it. We're already halfway through the year. So the planner expires at the end of this month. So if you want to go ahead and grab it, click the link in the description of this podcast. Get your free planner. It's one of the best planners we've created thus far. Amy pretty much created the whole thing. And you don't have to sign up to anything. You don't have to give us your email. Just go ahead and download it and enjoy.